Avid readers can easily imagine a book changing someone's life. That's what happens in Richard Bausch's new novel, Hello to the Cannibals. It's about the 19th century explorer Mary Kingsley, who inspires a fictional character named Lily. Lily reads about Mary Kingsley on a traumatic and unforgettable night, and from that moment on, she starts to develop a relationship back a century. Lily learns about Kingsley through her travel writings and realizes that what binds them is a thirst for adventure. Writer Richard Bausch says Kingsley began her journeys in West Africa.
Basically, she told a friend in a letter thinking that she was going down there to die. And she became, in the 7 years that was left to her, one of the great explorers of the 19th century. She climbed the east face of Mount Cameroon before any European did. She was a mystery to everybody. Kipling claimed she had no organs of fear, you know, that she was just, bravery was natural to her. And I think that's just Kipling misreading somebody who handled and managed her fear.
She went to Africa to die, and really her life began.
Yeah. She really discovered it was like home. It was her home.
So in your novel, Lily Austin is writing a play about Mary Kingsley.
Right. And Mary's... Mary Kingsley is a face, the only female face in a book of explorers that Lily Austin is given on her, you know, 14th birthday. And the night of her 14th birthday, something happens to her that essentially breaks up her sense of the world as a place you can trust and of love and romance as anything but something to be frightened of. And Mary Kingsley serves as a sort of inspiration for her. And they form the kind of friendship we form for people that we could never meet or know. The friendship that takes place through the miracle of language. And so I made up a bunch of letters that Mary Kingsley is purported to have written to anyone forward, someone that she imagines a future friend that she can actually talk to as herself. And I have Lily writing letters back to Mary Kingsley, almost like journal entries.
The characters in all cases, both stories, change. Each of the women learns her father is not the man she thought he was.
It's true, and I think that Mary seems like her father, but her true courage is really more like her mother's, and that the courage that Lily possesses is very much like Mary's mother's courage, which was the courage of intimacy, of being able to be intimate and vulnerable with somebody else, which Mary Kingsley couldn't do. She ran away from it at every turn.
She's running away from intimacy, but she can make friends.
Makes friends with everybody, makes friends with every kind of person, every stripe and kind, with women, with men of all ages.
She's so against the grain. I mean, she was a Victorian spinster, is how they would have described her.
Yeah, no hope. No, didn't want any marriage or any part of it. She once said in a lecture, "No one has ever been in love with me, and I've never been in love with anybody."
Dealing with scholars with her Cockney accent.
Yeah, and all of whom disrespected her as a result of it.
Yeah.
And the old, what's the line from the Lerner and Lowe play, My Fair Lady, that they took from Shaw? Look at her, a prisoner of the gutters, condemned by every syllable she utters. Well, one of the things reading about the Victorians was discovering just how stratified that culture was. I mean, you really couldn't rise above your station no matter what. I mean, and so people would allow Mary to, you know, address the women's, you know, geographical society, but the male geographical society wouldn't really have much to do with her.
The real geographical.
Yeah, the real ones, yeah, as they thought of themselves.
And Lily is wary of intimacy, but when she finally gives into it, is betrayed.
Yeah, and it's head over and heels in love. And, you know, that was an aspect of the editing of the book. My friend and editor, Dan Conaway, who read it and said, you know, Lily is the courageous one with intimacy, but you have her doubting herself so much all the way through it that we don't feel it as being courage. And I realized that I was exercising my infernal intelligence on Lily and not letting her just be a 20-year-old young woman, letting her be a woman, a young woman who's in love, released a whole lot of stuff. And it made me see just how much she is unlike Mary in the sense of being able to be intimate and willing to take the chance, even though she's been betrayed rather seriously a couple of times.
It's about friendship on many levels and many different kinds of friendship and multiple betrayals.
Yep. I hadn't thought of that until you said that there, Bob, but that's true. It is. Sometimes I think the way people have to live their lives looks like a betrayal to others who really just don't realize the necessities. I mean, Lily feels betrayed by her father, but in fact, Lily's mother doesn't. She's rather happy about the whole development of her father leaving and marrying someone else. To Lily, it looks like a betrayal. It is a kind of betrayal because, you know, she was told all her childhood, as we all are, all the gestures our parents make to trust in that. And when that gets broken, that's hard. That's an earthquake.
And that's the other thing, trust.
Yeah.
And finding whether you can.
And being willing to trust anyway. Being willing to trust even though life and others can get you down or can not live up to it.
Writer Richard Bausch, whose latest novel is titled Hello to the Cannibals.